Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Sunday morning here in the living room. God bless you richly, and I know He will, because the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is going to help us. He's going to touch Brother Freedom, and if you will be open, He can touch you. He's right there where you are. Father, we give you praise and honor today. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for your love. In spite of ourselves, you still love us. You're so wonderful. You're so glorious. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to make the changes that we need to make in our lives. Lord, we're all so very needy. I know I am. I know I'm still a work in progress. And Lord, I've failed you many times, but I thank you for your wonderful forgiveness. I thank you for your wonderful love. And I thank you, Lord, for these messages, how they've touched my life, how they've helped me, and all these scriptures that Brother Freedom shares. Many of them, Lord, I never really heard or paid much attention to them. I thank you, Lord, for how you use Brother Freedom. Use him again today in a wonderful way. Touch him and flow through him by the power of the Holy Ghost. We give you praise and honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And then in verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And then in chapter 2 of 1 Peter, verses 9 and 11. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Father, we thank you and praise you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for your special anointing on Brother Freedom and on all of those who listen through the internet and us here in the living room. Thank you for helping us to have ears to hear what you would say to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just praise you. We glorify that wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we thank you how he bore our sins, all of our cares, our things that brought us down, and put them on the cross and set us free. Lord God, we thank you for what you've done for us. And Jesus said, you said it was needful that you go away. For if you went not away, the Comforter would not come. But if you go away, the Father would send forth the Comforter in your name. And he would be with us through all aspects of our life, through every part of our life. He would lead us, guide us through this world, that we might come forth as a vessel of praise, honoring you and loving you and thanking you, perfecting of the saints. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you. What a privilege to know you. Lord God, there's many people this day that I think that do not know you. And Father, I have a hard time speaking anymore, but I said, I want to give you the best I have. And I hope good listeners can hear me, that I still love the Lord, but I don't talk like I once talked. But I think if you'll listen, God's going to touch you, even though you don't always understand. The Spirit of God can do something that we cannot understand. And I believe if you'll listen, God's going to touch you in a mighty way. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe that the Lord has made it for that after Jesus died, it wasn't all in vain. There is going to be the leadership of the Spirit of God in the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. What I'm saying, the church is the people of God, that they would incorporate something within strength that give them power to overcome through life's journey. And that's why I believe that God sent forth the Holy Ghost in the church. He is that power. The Bible finally says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Look at Peter. You know, Peter was sort of a, looks like he was sort of in and out a little bit, up and down. But when I got to touch the Holy Ghost, he was steadfast and sure. He taught some of the greatest teachings right here in Peter. And Peter was alive. Wasn't just Peter, but the other disciples the same way. There's something supernatural happened. And I know as a personal, myself, something tremendously happened. And don't just stop, it keeps happening. He brings you into perfection. That's what it says in Ephesians, that we might bring forth perfection to the saints of God. And here we read it, that he wants us to be that person. He puts a calling in our life. It's sort of, we don't understand something. But you are a chosen generation, a royal. See, a lot of times the pastor we should tell people right from there, you got something to work for. Children, you've got something to grow for. You got something to seek it. A royal priesthood, a holy name. Wow, that's getting better and better. Me? Yes, you. God wants you to shine. You're not proud in yourself, but you're proud of what God's done for you. It's Him. A peculiar people. Says zealous of good works. You should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of the darkness. Oh, it isn't, you should just show forth. Oh, look what God's done to me. I was once dark, and now I'm light. I've been set free. I have an overdose of the Holy Ghost. It's real. He's forever faithful to those who will seek. God's here to illuminate Himself in you, that you might have a double portion of God's touch. Some people only have one portion. God wants to fill you, thrill you, excite you. The 91st Psalms will be alive in your life. He will become alive in your life. In this hour when we live, we're living in times of serious things. But I'll tell you, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ has endued us with power the last hour that we might be faithful unto the Lord. He that dwelleth in a secret place. It's not a place the world can be in. It's not in there if you have unbelief. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it if you got all your faith in something, someone, or someone. It's all in God. It's His secret place. It's not a denomination. It's not the Church of Christ. It's not the Methodist Church. It's not the Pentecostal churches. It's the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's His church. These names that we call are what we name it. But the secret place is somewhere that's holy. It's a place that you can grow in. You know, you have to sometimes get a glass. They make these houses in the wintertime to let pots grow because bad weather's not going to affect them. And God's children, the same way we have to get in one of these, light it up with a hammer. It looks terrible outside. You're in the world there, but God's got a shelter protected on you. Because you're in the secret place for the Most High, you're walking under His control. His eye is over, listen what I'm saying, the righteous. You become righteous. You didn't start righteous. You didn't make yourself righteous. But letting God handle you, you become righteous. Because He's forever faithful. He never misses. He's always exactly right. He never makes no mistake. We make all mistakes. But we're His children. Because we're His children, He has great love for us. He wants to take care of us. He pities. He remembers that we're made of dust. And once in a while we do so. He says, my child, just ask me. I'll forgive you. He does. He helps us that we might walk abundant life through the power of God. How He loves His dear children. He doesn't want to provoke us. He wants to help us to give us that insight that he understands. You know, when he understands, it's all well. You know, people don't understand us because God's good. He's got you an everlasting home forever and ever and ever. He's got you a place that never grows old. He's always faithful. He will lead you in the path of righteousness. How he can take and put on his nature, we take that as we grow in the Lord. But you got to be in the secret place for this to take place. You got to be in a place that's conditioned where you can grow. It's just like wheat, grain, the seed has to germinate. It has to actually do something down there to where it can start growing. It actually dies out. And most all of us, we have the same thing with our own nature. It's carnal. It's fleshly. So when we get that birth down there, that germination of the Spirit of God, and we got to have the right moisture, the right temperatures. But God has it just perfect for us. Now, we may be different from someone else because we're all unique. God's got the mighty, we're a vessel that are not duplicated with God. So if we miss out in heaven, it's not quite complete because you should have been there. All of you should. God's got a calling for every one of you to make heaven as your home. That you'll not miss anything, but this world's got so much in it that you think you need, but a lot of times God says you don't need it. The lust of the flesh is one of the big things. You lust for a car, you lust for all these things that really don't make any difference. God sees our heart. He sees the intent that we're thinking about. He sees the intent if we're selfish in our endeavor, or if he sees us as a really meaning our love for him. Our love for him has to be moved upon by our desires of our heart to come into the calling that God wants us to be called in. We need to serve the Lord with gladness. It talks about gladness. That my cup runs over. My cup runs over. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And when I thought about that still waters, that means there's no flow. It's flat. Perfectly flat. No up and down. You know when your life is in that way, you can just go full steam because you're just go. But when you get on the hills and when you start up, you need help. But he makes it right there, the still waters. It's flat. And while you're there, your cup runs over. God fills your tank. And he excites you. He gives you joy. The Lord is your strength. No ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh in thy dwelling. And all the oil of thine eyes shall behold and see all the rewards of the wicked. And you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping me this day. I thank you. I don't have the flu. I thank you that I don't have any problem. I thank you. You provide for me. I thank you that you are the keeper of my way. And I thank you that you're real. I thank you that you're forever faithful. And you keep thanking him for what he's done because he's real. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto him but by the Spirit of God. God's here to deliver you, set you free, put you an anointing upon you. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. There's so much sorrow in this land. There's so much care in this land. But praise be to God. God has a way of deliverance. God has it forever faith. He has a way of touching your heart, bringing healing to your body, setting you free, putting that road of holiness that no man can have without the Spirit of God, having that hope. Steadfast, sure in the Lord Jesus Christ, you might walk in victory. Know that God is not slack concerning his promise. Some men can't slack, but is long-suffering, not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That word repentance is God loves it because that's when that seed starts growing. When we repent, we say, Lord, it's me, O Lord. Not my brother, my sister, but it's me, O Lord. It's me. I want you to touch my heart this day. I want to die out this old cares, this world. I have this old stuff. There's nothing here that I really need. Father, I know it's very lustful. It looks very good. It's like an apple. And then he's in the garden. He just had to have an apple. But we don't need this stuff. It makes us sick. And after it makes us sick, we die. If we don't have that internal forgiveness that only God gives, we die. And we're being left here to suffer consequences. Those consequences are not the best consequences. It means eternal separation from God. Eternal separation from your Father is God don't like it. And I guarantee you're not going to like it. The only hope is being close to my Father. He is my protector. He is my God. He's my friend. A friend that sticks close in the brother. My Jesus did that at the cross. He made it that I could stay close to my Father. I'd be following His as dear children. He says, follow His as dear children. Take on the divine nature, the nature of God that supersedes all the problems we've seen and the failures that we've committed and all the steadfastness that we were not steadfast in the Lord. Our failures, our followings. The Bible says, now in Him that's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before His presence with exceeding joy. That's what God the Father can do for you all. He has there that you might walk in victory day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, that we might be preserved through this life. God wants to preserve us while we're here. If you don't have God, you don't preserve. It's just like putting something in the refrigerator and it gets bad. If you got the right stuff in it, it don't get bad. And that's what we need, God's control. The elements around you, we got the things that we see. Yes, they're detestable. They're unholy. But God given the privilege to walk in here while we're here in victory and hold our head high and say, God, before me, who will be against me? Greater is He that's in me than he is in the world. Let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He's going to prepare for us a place in heaven forever and ever and ever. God is forever faithful. He's here to not suffer you to have loss, but to have you be blessed. On fire for God. Having victory. Having the power, the anointing, the blessing, the one you pray, that's going to be touched. You know that His eye is over the righteous. And God wants to bless His people. God wants to bless His people that when they pray, their prayers are answered. They're discouraged, and when you pray, nothing's there. Because God is, He sees it. That's what the church is, they're dead. But you need to get alive in the Lord. Your prayers are going to be effective. Your fruit, your power, your witness. What this world needs is revival by the Holy Ghost. It needs revival by the Spirit of God. The anointing will break the yoke. The anointing will set you free. And God's in the business of performance. Boy, His performance is great. The world's performance is terrible. Satan has no performance. Everything he has, you got to think about it. Everything that Satan offers you is bad, bad, bad. He offered you could have a bad day. He can make it where you have, don't have anything to even exist while you're here in this world. He can make it where you're unhappy. All your friends and neighbors and everything around you you think are so cool are going to leave you. He can do all those. Those all come from Satan. You lose your crown because God calling you a peculiar people, a zealous people, a holy people. That's what God has. He sees you as His child. He don't even see this other stuff. Because he can't look at it. That's why when you get too much of that old man in you, God says, I don't see you. I know you're down there. He literally knows where we are, but he cannot look upon sin. That's why Jesus came, because Jesus became that intermediate, that broken down the middle wall that separates us from God. We choose God or we can resist Him. And I have to tell you that I believe it's more than what I see. Most people resist Him. They don't choose Him. They have a form of godliness, and they deny the power from them. The Bible says, from such, turn away. The Holy Ghost is the power. Dear brother, sister, it's not in the way of the world. The natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God. That's pretty plain. They're spiritually discerned. The Spirit has power. The natural man has no power. And the growth in that secret place of the Most High can only get there by having a true relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is not one, you better pray through. Pray through until you cleanse yourself from all those wicked imaginations you have in your mind, because they'll distort you, bring you into a place of no possibility of getting out. You're going to be in bondage now to the day forever and ever and ever. You need to come in and seek God and say, Lord, I want you this day. I want what you have for me this day. I want what the Holy Ghost has for me. I want Him to in my heart too, because I understand He lives us while we're here. That's right. While we're here, He lives and He needs to occupy. He's the great God of cleansing. He knows all.
He is all on this earth. He has a job while he's here. He's here to provide, to keep us in line until our Father takes us out of this world. And Jesus is coming back to the clouds of glory, and when this day approaches, they're going to come down here, and he's going to say, this is the last hour. And I truly believe we're at that last hour this day, out there, this day. Those of you that know about the secret place, it's very special. But if you don't know, you need to get in that secret place, because if you want to make heaven your home. It's a place of splendor. It's a place that the Bible says that we can't even see. We can't even hear what's going to take place. It's so beyond our imagination. And I believe that's why the Bible says when you get there, that the former things will never be remembered no more, because it's going to be such a fantastic place. There's no way of describing. God's been working on it for years. A prize beyond a prize. It's not like going down here to McDonald's and getting you a hamburger or something like that. No. This is beyond anything in your world. It's beyond description. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared from them that love God. That means that there is no description. It's that gigantic. And look what you're winning. You're winning eternal life forever and ever and ever and ever. Look what you're losing. A trip to hell. You'll lose that because you're where you should be with God. If you're not where you should be with God, you're going to get that exchange for heaven. It's that simple. Since hell hath enlarged itself for the meaning of the crowd. Many are been deceived this last day. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many of them be that enter out, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. God's preaching this sermon this morning, and he wants you to know that you need to escape those flames of hell. You need to be set free. You need to jar yourself right now. Shake yourself. Because, old man, straighten up. Your life needs to be that. God's got a zealous people, a holy people, a righteous people, and overcomers. I tell you, for you pastors who have taught people that they're just a, oh, this comes on. I tell you, you're going to be responsible. You're going to be responsible. Because there's a lot more to it than just getting that. Yes, Jesus made it simple for you to be saved. Yes. And what he said is exactly right. He paid in full. But there's a little added. If you live, you got to grow toward him. You should be a little growth. And you should be a gigantic growth, because you should go all the way. And look how much. The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. There's no limits on God. God's forever faithful. The just must live by faith and praise God forevermore. God's coming home very fast, and if you need to be ready, to be prepared, you need to be on fire for God, you need to be an overcomer for God the Father comes, and you can live in the joy of God forever. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you. Oh, the Lord will touch you in the mighty way. I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. One day, one hour, oh, the precious day of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And God bless you all. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is really moving wonderfully, and it not only blesses us who are listening, but Brother Freedom gets a wonderful touch himself as he preaches. It's life-changing. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And thank you for joining us, all you listeners. Amen.